Welcome back, the twins of every revival. Okay, sir, why would you say every revival has twins, sir?
Yes, every revival has twins, like William Branham, Wurie Eko, the twins of every revival, the twins of every revival. It's one of the interesting things that helps you understand the mystery of redemption. You know, you will notice that the Bible calls Christ as a light.
That's right.
From verse 4. John chapter 1 from verse, from 4. Verse 4. Let's read it up to verse 9.
In him was life.
Yes.
And the life was the light of men.
That is Christ.
Uh-huh. And the light shineth in darkness, uh-huh, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Uh-huh.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
Uh-huh.
That was the true light, which lighteneth every man that cometh into the world.
So, and then Christ himself repeated in Matthew chapter 5, and verse 14 to 16.
Matthew 5, verse 14. Ye are the light of the world.
Uh-huh.
A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid.
Uh-huh.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel.
That's what we're reading. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
But on a candlestick, and yes, it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Uh-huh.
Let your light so shine before
Let
men.
Let your light so shine before men.
That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Now, from this, take note that God operates a system of balance.
Mm.
You know, if two shall agree.
That's right.
Okay. I and my Father are one. Okay. In creating man, that unique creature called man, you see, two nostrils, two ears, two eyes, but one head. Two legs, you know, even two kidneys and two hands and things like that. Now, even the reproductive system, you know, two breasts and two testes. I mean, so two, there's something about the number two. It's for balance.
Amen.
You see, now, let me expatiate on that. If we are the light, well, we are here now in this room, there's light shining. Mm. But you know, there are two wires there.
Mm.
Positive
and
negative for this light to shine. Positive and negative for this light to shine.
Mm.
Two.
Amen.
So wherever there is light, there must be two wires.
Mm.
In the program for God's redemption, if you look at it very well, you will notice that there are two spirits.
Mm.
Why two spirits to achieve, fulfill God's program? The spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Maybe we read it. First John.
First John chapter 4.
Mm.
And verse 5 and 6.
What does it say?
They are of the world.
Yes.
Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them.
Yes.
We are of God.
We, the followers of Jesus Christ. We, the disciples of Jesus Christ. We, the apostles of Jesus Christ, in the context here. Uh-huh.
He that knoweth God heareth us.
Heareth us, the apostles.
He that is not of God heareth not us.
Mm-hmm.
Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
So you see, already in the church, there is the spirit of truth and there is the spirit of error. Now, and this pattern goes on in the Garden of Eden. Why would God put those two trees there?
Amen.
The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eat from one, have life. Eat from the other, and death. You die. A revival is on, but see, a revival is on, but see before them this two, three, stand. As we moved on, we have Cain and Abel from the same womb. Theologians believe they are twins. From the same womb of one woman. The first children that will come out from that family. Cain and Abel. The Bible describes one, that one is of that wicked one.
That's right.
Okay. Now, the same thing again, immediately, the fall, after the fall, in Genesis 3:15, you see two spirits, they're already in operation.
Mm.
You know, the seed of the serpent.
And the seed of the woman.
And the seed of the woman, all in the same family setting.
Mm.
Now, and when God decided to choose Abraham, gave him Isaac, the child of promise, where the promise of the seed of Abraham that shall in that seed the whole family shall be blessed.
True.
Why did he still bring twins?
Mm.
Esau and Jacob. You see, and then. As the church started, Christ himself prophetically told us the two groups of people that will be in the church in a parable, wheat and tares.
Wow.
You see, generally we have two words that are opposite, good and bad. The two always go together. You're either good or you are bad.
Right, you know, or wrong.
You're either right or you are wrong.
True, sir.
So it is either God or Satan.
Hmm.
And so you have Christ and Antichrist. The two must go together.
Hmm.
And then if he now says we are the light of the world, then you now see that there are two forces that will enable God achieve the light, shine the light that he wanted to shine. You know, so you will notice that Apostle Paul said, all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. So why does God allow it? It's for the light of the gospel to shine. Very interesting.
Amen.
So that is why I believe that every revival produces that twins, because it is supposed to achieve a purpose of God, a program of God.
Okay, sir. Let's go further. You have given an illustration, but I want you to go deeper now. Yeah. What are these things you are speaking of now? Let's try and bring it home.
It is the two forces, like I said,
the
two spirits in control of man.
Okay.
And they are all religious spirits.
Wonderful.
And it is nothing but the fulfillment, you know, of the prophecy Christ himself, God gave in Genesis 3:15, which is Christ and Antichrist. So these twins we are speaking of are nothing but a manifestation of these two spirits. The spirit of God, the spirit of Satan.
Okay.
That which is of God is the truth. That which is of Satan, or the one Satan uses,
is error.
It's an error. And always notice that it is one attacking the other.
Amen.
You notice that it is Antichrist attacking Christ.
Hmm.
Abel, Cain attacking Abel. It was the carnal one attacking the spiritual one, Esau, that was after Jacob because he lost his birthright.
Just Ishmael persecuting
Isaac. And it was, no, those were not twins. I'm looking at even the twins. Okay. I'm looking at the twins. And it is always the error that persecutes the truth. And we see how the Pharisees were dealing with
disciples.
Yes. And it is always good people that suffer in the hands of bad people. It is always Satan trying to scatter the program of God. You know. And it is always error trying to divert the truth. So you take note of that.
Wow. Why? What are the twins are speaking of? The two spirits in control of man, religious.
Those spirit religious spirits.
And spirit of error.
Those religious spirits, as okay. far as the church is concerned.
Let's go deeper. Give examples how they manifest, how we can see their manifestation, even in this our generation.
You have to know that every move of Satan has a purpose. Every move of Satan has a purpose.
Okay.
And the only purpose is to bruise the heel of the seed of the woman.
Amen.
And that is to disturb the children of God.
Mm.
To disturb the church of Jesus Christ. Just take note of that. That spirit is there. It's just to disturb. Disturb. You see, you say, how do they manifest?
Yes, sir.
This is how they manifest. We see the parable of the wheat and tares, for instance.
Okay.
Now, even if we go back to the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
Truth. God's word is truth.
Amen.
Anything that tries to pervert the truth of God, you know, it's error.
Yeah.
In the Garden of Eden, did God give them commandment? Don't eat from this tree.
That's right.
Now, this is how they operate. Did God say?
Glory.
Did God say?
Mm.
They questioned the word of God.
Hallelujah.
We are to obey the word of God.
Amen.
We are not to question the word of God. We are not even... We are not even to interpret the word of God.
Yeah.
William Bryan used the word dislocate. You are not to dislocate the word of God.
Misrepresent also.
And you must not misrepresent the word of God. So what do they do? Their aim is to, you know, misrepresent, dislocate the word of God. And that was exactly what Satan did in the Garden of Eden.
Mm.
And that is why Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
Amen.
You know, from verse 2. What did he say?
2 Corinthians 11:2.
Mm.
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy.
Uh-huh.
For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety.
What did he do?
Beguiled.
Deceived.
Mm.
You see, beguiled. Uh-huh.
Beguiled Eve through his subtlety.
Uh-huh.
So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Christ is in all simplicity.
Amen.
You see, so what happens?
For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus,
can you see?
Whom we have not preached.
Uh-huh.
Or if ye receive another spirit,
uh-huh,
which ye have not received.
You see?
Or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
Now, another. Did God say,
mm,
he want to give you another?
Mm.
A woman shall know where that will pertain to the man. Neither shall the man wear that will pertain to the woman. It is an abomination before the Lord. Did the Bible say so? They want to interpret that.
That's
the serpent speaking.
Mm.
The same spirit.
Mm.
And so in 1 Timothy chapter 4, you see verse 1 and verse 2.
1 Timothy 4.
Yes.
Verse 1 and 2.
Yes.
This now... The Spirit speaketh expressly,
uh-huh,
that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
You see, that is giving heed, listening and acting on this false doctrine. And the next verse.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy,
uh-huh,
having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
So, you see, seducing spirits. Seducing spirits. You see, take you away from the word of God.
Hmm.
Now in 2 Timothy chapter 2, for instance, from verse 15.
Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Uh-huh.
A workman that needed not to be ashamed,
uh-huh,
rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes.
But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, Of whom is Emmanuel?
Who are who?
Emmanuel.
Reverend Dr. Emmanuel and who?
Philetus.
And Apostle Philetus.
Who concerning the truth have heard.
Say what?
Saying that the resurrection is past already.
You see?
And overthrow the faith of
that
some.
That is the motive anyway.
Mm. You see? Overthrow the faith.
You see?
Mm.
Nevertheless,
the foundation of God standeth sure,
uh-huh.
having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his.
They were preaching error.
Mm.
You can see, they were preaching error. So that is how
they are manifested.
That is how they manifest.
Mm.
The Bible says, the rain fall on the just
and on the unjust.
And the unjust.
That's right.
So that is why you see Matthew 7. And verse 21.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
Yes.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall mm-hmm. enter into the kingdom of heaven,
uh-huh.
but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have you not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works.
Mm-hmm.
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity.
Now, you know, we're trying to say, how do they manifest? How do they manifest? They do nothing. One of their manifestations is that it's in their teachings.
Mm.
Teach for doctrine, commandment of men, that is one of it. And also, they do nothing other, they know nothing other than their anointing.
Mm.
Anointing. And so you know them. Matthew chapter 7.
Yes, sir.
I think verse 15.
Beware of false prophets,
uh-huh.
which come to you in sheep's clothing.
False prophets, because you see, they are false.
Hmm.
Because that all that is around them is error. They do what?
Who come to you in sheep's clothing.
So that is the identification.
But in
they hide, they come like one of us.
Hmm.
Like one of us. Uh-huh.
But inwardly, they are ravening wolves.
Uh-huh.
Ye shall know them by their fruits.
By their fruits. The same thing also, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 again, and verse 13.
For such are false apostles.
False apostles.
Deceitful workers.
Uh-huh.
Transforming themselves into the apostles uh-huh. of Christ. And no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness.
So you see transformation. Wolf in sheep clothing.
Mm.
They come as if they are servants of righteousness. But by their fruits, you will know them. Now, the greatest fruit of knowing them is that a tear is a tear. Now, in the parable we see in Matthew 13 and from verse 24 about the wheat and tares.
Yes, sir.
It's in the same farm
hmm.
that is planted, which is exactly explaining what took place in the Garden of Eden. Now, that farm is the womb of Eve. Hmm. Now, Adam had his seed there. The enemy, serpent, that animal also had his seed. That the interest
right.
is Eve.
Hmm.
Why don't you go to another place and plant your seed? It must be where the true seed is.
Amen.
Now, what is the purpose of tares? He planted wheat, but while men slept, certainly Adam would not have been there to see that animal lying down his wife.
Hmm.
Now, while he was away, it happened.
That's
after
right.
the disciples left, that protected the word of God, then the enemy had a field day. Planted his own in the same womb, the same farm, the same church this time.
Amen.
And what do you see there? Two seeds there. One is wheat, one is tares. How do you know them? He said, by their fruit. One identification of a tares is that it is easily seen, easily known. It grows even faster than the real wheat.
Hey. Covers the wheat.
The reason is because of his assignment.
Mm.
Because he is there to choke the growth of the wheat.
Mm.
And that is why every true farmer has a weeding time.
Mm.
And there's a weeding time that is coming.
Amen.
It's at the end time he will send his reapers to separate the wheat from the tares.
Amen.
But before the separation, there is the weeding. That's another one entirely. There must be separation.
Amen.
Before the main separation, to put some in the fire and some, in heaven.
There must be weeding.
There must be weeding before the harvest. There must be weeding before the harvest.
Amen.
That is very interesting.
Hallelujah.
Let the preachers catch this.
Amen and amen.
There is the weeding before the harvest.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. And it is after the harvest that there is the separation.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So you see that their ministry, he said, but their fruit ye shall know them. Now, how do you identify them? Now, this is the way Apostle Paul put it in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5.
2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5.
Yes.
Having a form of godliness.
Now, this particular group of identification, but what?
But denying the power thereof.
From such
turn.
Because we are to run away from error.
Mm.
You see, so he said they have a form of godliness, but deny the power.
The power thereof.
Now listen. The power that is referred to here is not for that you die. Stand up again. Mighty miracle, signs and wonder. It is the power in John chapter 1.
Hallelujah.
Verse 12.
John chapter 1 verse 12.
Yes.
Amen. It says, but as many as received him,
uh-huh,
to them gave
verse
him
11.
Power.
Verse 11.
Okay. He came unto his own.
The Jews.
And his own received him not.
Them.
But as many as received him.
Me and you.
To them gave he power.
Power.
To become the sons of God.
Uh-huh.
Even to them that believe in his name.
And what is the power? To become a son of God. It's the power that transforms a sinner to a saint. And that is why it's in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Acts chapter 1 verse
8. Yes.
It says, but ye shall receive power.
After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. It is only then you'll be my witnesses.
That's right.
You see, which power? The first power is the power that transformed a sinner to a saint. For that is the power that was released on the cross on Calvary. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power.
Hmm.
How? The Bible says in James that the friendship of this world
is enmity.
James chapter 4 is enmity,
yes, sir,
with God.
That's right.
And the carnal man cannot please God.
Hmm.
You know, and so where you see people, they just want to live their worldly life and just add Christianity on top. Like you see most of these churches these days. You know, they have a form of godliness. They're even speaking in tongue, including the original and the fake one, the carnal impersonation. If you see them, they have a form of godliness. You see them dressed like very religious people, yet belong to cults.
Mm.
Yet as carnal as anything. See pastors bringing comedians into the church. See pastors celebrating anywhere the world goes, they follow. You know, and all the nonsense that is going on in the churches today. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Now, and that is an identity. Now, in verse 7 of that same scripture again.
2 Timothy. Okay.
Chapter 3,
Second
verse 7. 2
Timothy 3, verse 7.
Yes.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
They are ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know why? Because there is nothing in them to receive. Their origin is from error.
Hmm. Wow.
You see, they are the ones that were needed for the disciples to shine the light.
Mm.
They were caning the disciples. They crucified Jesus. They were the same religion. It's religion. Mm. That's why you see Jesus himself was speaking to the Pharisees and the religious people in John chapter 8. Maybe let's read it. John chapter 8 from verse 36.
John chapter 8 from verse 36.
Yes.
If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I know that ye are Abraham's seed.
Can you see? You are claiming that you are Abraham's seed. Uh-huh.
But ye seek to kill me because my word...
Remember, I'm answering your question. How do you identify them?
Yes, sir.
How can you say you're Abraham's seed and you're killing another Abraham's seed? Go ahead.
Error cannot kill truth. Truth cannot kill error.
At all.
Ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word has no place in you.
My word has no place in you. Take note of that.
I speak that which I have seen with my father. And ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham.
These are religious people, though.
But now ye seek to kill me, a man that told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication.
He's thinking that he's saying that they are serpent seed.
We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God.
You see?
Neither came I of myself, but he sent me.
Why
do you not understand my speech?
Why do you not understand my speech?
Even because ye cannot hear my words.
Oh, my.
Ye are of your father the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning.
Okay.
And abode not in the truth. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own.
Why?
For he is a liar and the father of it.
Verse 9. The next verse, yes.
And because I tell ye the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin?
You see.
And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me?
He
that is of God.
Again.
He that is of God.
Does what?
Heareth God's what?
Again.
He that is of God. Heareth God's what?
We're reading verse 47. Again.
He that is of God. Heareth God's what? Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
I think that has answered it. They are ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Even when God himself comes to stand and talk to Cain, do what Abel has done, he cannot understand. He can't hear him. He can't. That is one identification. You know, in John chapter 15, verse 18.
Okay. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you.
Okay. Identification.
Yes, if ye were of the world,
okay,
the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you.
Go on.
Remember the word that I said unto you.
Yes.
The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake.
Okay.
Because they know not him that sent me.
They don't know.
If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin.
Hey.
But now they have no cloak for their sin.
Finally.
He that hated me hated my father also.
You can't hate God. So, we are talking about identifying them. You see, we're talking about identifying them.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 13,
yes, sir.
Verse 10 and verse 11.
And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. Hallelujah.
So they can never, it's not given to them to understand the mystery of the kingdom. The popular scripture in Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20.
Isaiah 8, 20.
Yes.
The law. Amen. Isaiah 8, 20 says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Hallelujah.
You're talking about identifying them.
Yes, sir.
And that is how you identify them. And another way to identify them is 1 John chapter 3.
1 John chapter 3?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And from verse 4, let's read it up to verse 12.
Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that it was manifested to take away our sins. And in him is no sin.
That's right.
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
Okay.
Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him.
Can you see? Go ahead.
Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him.
You see?
And he cannot sin because he is born of God.
And one of the sins that he cannot commit is blasphemy of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead.
In these, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
And finally, verse 12.
Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous.
You see?
Amen.
So that is one of the ways you identify them.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Is that there's nothing in them. No light in them.
Amen.
There's nothing in them that will portray godliness. They know not the way of truth.
Wow.
They are there to take you away from truth. Nothing they are doing there that points you to the cross. Nothing lifting up the name of Jesus. Nothing at all they ever get to understand the mystery of the cross of Jesus. That is their identification.
Okay.
All they know is anointing, anointing, anointing.
Okay, I'll pause you here, sir. We'll take a quick break. When we'll come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be right back.